Different kind of song for you. So we wanna say we are happy to be in the Cambridge Festival, yeah. The Jolly Boys are happy to be here at the Cambridge Festival. You got Jamaican food, you got Chinese food, you got all kind of food, you got clothes, you got rings, pretty girls too. They are all about. And when I look, man, everything is fine. And everything is fine. Man, everything is fine. Talking about Cambridge. Everything is fine. At the Cambridge Festival.
A lovely welcome to the podcast from the Jolly Boys there. I will catch up with Albert from the band later on. But coming up on the final episode of the 2010 Cooperative Cambridge Folk Festival podcast, I talked to Carolina Chocolate Drops, CW Stone King, Albert from the Jolly Boys, and Ian Smith from Creative Scotland. My folk journey this morning began with the hunt for Carolina Chocolate Drops, but also catching some of Lucy and Roddy Skeeping's musical mystery tour on stage 2, which was packed by what looked like every young person on the festival site.
My name is Rhiannon Giddens.
Dom Flemings.
Justin Robinson.
And we're the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
How would you describe your music to people who've never heard of you before?
Entertaining. I know that's very vague, isn't it? Well, we have lots of different instruments that we play. We play a lot of dance music. We play community music. We encourage the audience to participate. We hope when you come to one of our shows that you're not going to just sit there or stand there and not want to be involved. We encourage people to be involved in one way or another. And I think that's really kind of one of the underlying things about under everything that we play, is that we want the audience to feel like they're a part of it.
You've already played stage 1 at the Folk Festival already. How was that for you?
Oh, it was great. It was a bit hot, but about 10 degrees or so hotter than it was outside. But it was great. There were lots of people watching. The crowd was really into what we were doing. Yeah, and a good introduction to Cambridge.
This afternoon you're playing your second and final performance of the weekend. Can we expect a very similar performance as to your stage 1 set, or are we going to experience something slightly different?
Well, I mean, it'll be similar in that, you know, we do what we do, you know, but we will play different songs. We always like to do that because we'll probably play a few of the same, you know, a few of our most popular songs. But we like to change it up because if people come to 2 sets, we like them to sort of hear the different things that we do. The thing is that we have so many different instruments and so many different songs that we play. It's nice to be able to get in as much variety as we can, you know, so people know all of what we do, or as much as they can get in, you know, 2 sets at a festival. So we always aim to do that.
Would you rather do 2 sets at a festival because the time limits are so small, or would you rather do just sort of 1 giant performance?
Definitely 2 sets. Just in a festival, it's really nice to be able to be in there 2 days, just because it can build up. Like it's how it is, you know, about it's too bad that we weren't on stage two yesterday and then doing stage one this time, just because there's gonna, I got a sense just from what people have been saying that stage two is gonna be a big blowout with a whole bunch of people in there compared to stage one, which was a pretty big blowout too. But yeah, doing two days, you get a lot, you know, a little bit of buzz gets to grow off of your first set, and then you have a second set where everybody's just foaming at the mouth, and it's pandemonium.
which is always great, bit of pandemonium.
But the other thing about having 2 days at a festival is that so often in what we do, we're in a different city every day, and that just gets very wearing because you don't get to see much, you know, you don't get to hear other music, you're hearing yourselves, yeah. And you know, and so when you're at a festival for 2 days, you often get a chance to go see other people play and also just kind of walk around and look at the merchandise, you know, so that's really a wonderful thing.
What about new recordings? Anything in the pipeline we can expect in the next 6 to 9 months?
Not in the next 6 to 9 months, I'd say, but you know, Nonesuch has been real happy with the performance of this record. It's our first one for them, Genuine Negro Jig, and so they're, you know, going, they're starting to go, so what you thinking about the next one? So we're not the kind of band that just goes in and sort of, okay, we're going to go into the studio for a month and come up with an album. We have to play, you know, we have to play the songs and play them in front of audiences, and so we're starting to sneak things into to the show that'll probably, we'll think about recording, you know, fairly soon. So
anything in this afternoon set that we can expect which might be on the next album?
Maybe. Yeah, we don't want to, you know, lock ourselves in or anything, but we've been recently doing some new things, and one of them being Jackson, which is a song that Johnny and June Carter Cash used to do, and so we're starting to sneak some things in that we probably will record next year.
Last year I met up with Ian Smith from the Scottish Arts Council, who have a strong link with the festival. Ian returned again this year along with plenty of top talent, and I caught up with him to find out more.
Ian Smith, welcome back. We spoke to you last year about the Scottish Arts Council's involvement with the Folk Festival. However, though, you're under a brand new name, is that correct?
Yeah, we've been rebranded. We're now called Creative Scotland. It's a combination of what used to be the Scottish Arts Council and Scottish Screen, which, unsurprisingly, is the organisation that looks after film and media in Scotland. So we're brand new, and we have a legal entity as from the 1st of July.
So does this mean you have more resources at hand to do more things with Scottish artists?
Well, in the current economic climate, we don't have any less resources, which I think in these days is a plus.
Yeah.
So we can keep doing what we do, which is trying to make a difference and trying to make sure that our artists are promoted wherever we can promote them, of course, on an international basis.
Well, this year you've got a very strong lineup, like you did last year when we just saw Salsa Celtica perform on stage one,
yeah.
Which you were at the side, I believe, watching that. How was that for you?
Great. I mean, Salsa Celtica may not like the description, but they are, you know, they are a show band like Pink Martini from the States last night, I think, took everyone by surprise, just the content of their act and the slickness and professionalism of their act. But, you know, the Burns unit as well is new to Cambridge. And I think they went down a storm. Julie Fowlis, who's now a regular. And we've had some youngsters here again from Faish Ross, one of our education programmes from the north of Scotland, centred around the Gaelic diaspora. And these youngsters came down last year for the first time and were so successful. They're back again, but back in their own right, with a showcase spot in the club tent last Friday.
There's a very proactive approach to all the artists from Scotland. For example, on the first day, on Thursday, I saw the Muckaloons doing an impromptu busking session after their club tent performance, which was great, and it attracted quite a crowd.
Yeah. Well, the Muckaloons, I mean, we're very proud of them. They are the winners of the Young Scottish Traditional Musician of the Year, which is sponsored by BBC Scotland, very similar to the BBC Folk Awards and the BBC Young Musician of the Year in UK, which Scottish musicians have done well in over the years too. So we had Rory McMillan in particular, who came here after winning the competition last year, came here in his own right to do his first club tent appearance, and he's back again this year and will be going to Denmark with us in a few weeks' time to the Tuna Folk Festival in Denmark to do another workshop with young Danish musicians. So that investment seems to be producing rich fruit, which we're very proud of.
You have a link in Denmark as well now, where you work with another folk festival. Tell us more about that.
Well, Carsten Panduro, who's the director of the Tuna Festival in Denmark, and Eddie Barkin, who is well known to your listeners as the director of the Cambridge, or to give it its proper title, the Cooperative Cambridge Folk Festival, are friends of Scotland in as much as they come every year to showcase Scotland, which is our major showcase event, which takes place during Celtic Connections, now the world's biggest winter festival, in Glasgow in January. Where we have around 200 promoters, agents, festival directors from all around the world, but importantly from throughout the UK, which is Scotland's first marketplace. So Eddie Barkin comes over and Carsten Panduro, but Carsten and Eddie have both been favouring Scottish artists in their programming over many years. And again, it's a partnership with them that is a natural one, and one which I'm keen to continue exploiting. And it has worked, as you said, particularly well at Cambridge, and we are looking forward to it developing at Tuna.
So over the next 12 months, looking way ahead here, who do you predict will be representing Scotland at the 2011 Folk Festival? Any particular names we should look out for in the next 12 months?
Well, the Treacherous Orchestra went down an absolute storm last year. I don't think it's any accident that Scottish bands have closed the main stage each year for the last 4 years. And I think Treacherous Orchestra and Pete Bock Fairies would probably be the two who, I think if the phone was answered by either and Eddie said, would you like to do Cambridge, they'd be here. In terms of young artists, I think Rory McMullen, who I've mentioned, and Daniel, who won the Young Traditional event this year, another fiddle player, coincidentally. Julie Fowlis, who is here this year. It's really hard to call. I mean, I think it's hard to call because it sounds a bit pretentious to say we have so much talent in Scotland. That's a bit much, but we do have some fantastic young artists. And the four Faith Ross musicians who performed at our little reception today are great examples of young musicians who we fully expect to see on the main stage of Cambridge in maybe 5-6 years from now. So it's that continuing investment. It's not about who's going to be here necessarily, but it's the quality of who's here, and that's the key element for me.
Described by C6 Steve as lost in the 20s and 30s, and was said to have arrived at the blues via the Outback, New Orleans and Trinidad, curiosity got the better of me, and I just had to find out more about who on earth C.W. Stone King really is.
Hi, this is C.W. Stone King. You're listening to the Cooperative Cambridge Folk Festival podcast.
C.W., thank you for taking time out to have a quick chat to the podcast. How do you find the UK audiences compared to people in your hometown?
I think they're kind of a bit similar, the audience over here to back home. I find them good, yeah. It's been good. We've had good crowd everywhere we've been so far when we've been here. So,
this is your first Cambridge Folk Festival, I understand. Any artists on the bill that have caught your eye?
There's some fellas down here this year called Carolina Chocolate Drops who I would like to check out, doing like old-timey stuff. I think they're living in New York now, but Chris Christopherson, always liked his old records, yeah.
How do you find booking your live shows? Is it quite difficult or is it quite easy? Do you find that a lot of venues are quite supportive with style of music?
Yeah, we do pretty good. I haven't run into any problems with the style I do. Not for quite a few years now, I guess, you know. Back when I started playing a long time ago, I guess, it was kind of hard getting gigs doing like, you know... Well, at the time I was playing much more like traditional sort of pre-war blues, and there wasn't many places real keen to put that on. That's changed quite a lot now, and you know, it's real fashionable now. And so I guess just, you know, we've sort of built up a bit of a thing as well, so we don't have no problem. It's usually, you know, if you can get people into a joint, anyone's happy to have you, so you just pick the one that's got a good sound system and is enjoyable to perform in. And
as long as it feels right.
Yeah.
You've got two albums out at the moment. Is the performance you're going to put on tonight solely from those two albums, or are we going to have a lot of new material which you currently haven't got available to buy as a recorded disc?
No, this will be a mix of the two records, mainly like the new record Jungle Blues, which is getting its first release here in the UK in August. And it'll just be a sort of mix of that. That's sort of the two records that we got here for sale. And so I guess we're going to be playing to a lot of people who haven't seen us before.
There's a lot of buzz around the festival saying people really want to come see you because you're only performing tonight. And that's it. So unlike other artists who are performing everywhere else, so we're expecting a packed tent.
Yeah, it should be good. Well, that's it'll be fun. Well,
do you prefer playing festivals compared to sort of nighttime shows?
I'd have to say my preference, it probably leans more towards doing like our own shows inside a joint. Just as a general rule, I think the focus tends to be a little more stronger between the crowd and the band. But having said that, you know, sometimes the festival shows are really great. So I like both of them, but that's usually tends to be your own show inside a joint. There's nothing much else going on to take people's attention.
CW, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Have you heard about the Cambridge Folk Festival before today? Do you know much about it?
No, my first time.
Yeah. Were you surprised to be booked for a folk festival?
Yes, I've been in the festival, but the festival I've been in, they didn't call it festival, they call it state fair. That's in America.
Yeah.
Actually, the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
But they call it state fair. Same thing going around everything, but this one is, I'm going to enjoy it. The Jolly Boys going to enjoy this one.
Have you been here long, or have you just arrived today?
Oh, what do you mean, in England?
In Cambridge.
Oh, yes, I arrived today.
And you've been in England a few days?
Yes, I've been in England from last week, going around, having some shows at some different venues, enjoying it, let the people feel happy, and we happy, and we come to this venue now, where we decide to turn it inside out with what we got, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So, in the last couple of weeks, how have you felt the British audience has been towards your music? Has it been a good response? Has it been as expected?
Sure. It's like when you sing, when you touch the song that they say, I'm the passenger. It's like thumbs up. Yeah, everything is just thumbs up. Passenger, they just love that. And we love when we see thumbs up, we get taller. Yeah, the Jolly Boys.
And it really helps you on stage as well, then builds you up.
Of course, of course.
So what can we expect from your performance today? Are you going to tone it down at all for a slightly, you know, folkier style audience?
Well, if we turn it down, then we'll be turning ourselves down. We're going to turn it up. We want to take it to another level, you know, and let people enjoy it so we can leave them saying, where are these guys from? We want to see them again sometime, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long are you in the UK for? Is it a few more weeks still, or is this a flying visit?
I think we'll be leaving England on the 9th of this month, you know. And then I think we'll be back in September, and I'm looking forward to that.
Do you like England? Have you been here before this trip?
Well, yes, I just come just for a week and visit, you know, and then go back to Jamaica. But my mum was here for 25 years. My brother was here for 15 years. And I got a lot more family somewhere about here in England. I don't know where they are, you know, but they're supposed to be looking at this and seeing and say, that's my brother. I got sisters, I got brothers, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, well, that's my brother. Wow, you know. So I hope they come over and see the festival too.
Going back to the music, the Jolly Boys, what keeps you together as a group? What keeps the music coming and all the ideas flowing?
We don't take little things and make quarrels or fuss, you know.
Yeah.
Any little thing come up, we play music and laugh it off and get back to music, you know. And that's where it stays together, you know, because you can't take little things and break up a good thing when it's going on, you know. You keep a good thing going, you know, and that's what we decide to do.
Keep
it going.
Now, in terms of modern artists, say in the last two or three years, are there any artists that you've seen perform which have blown you away and you think that's absolutely amazing?
Only Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Bob.
That's it.
That's Bob. Okay. Period, Bob.
Now, what about the next 12 months? What's planned for the Jolly Boys? Obviously, lots of live shows, but any new recordings?
Yes, well, we have a lot of plans in studio. So when we get back home after we finish our tour, then we get back in studio. I try to keep myself healthy, so we could go back in studio, maybe make another album, make a couple more videos, and strengthen our going out there in the world, strengthen it, get the young people to know what is mental and where it's coming from.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more to do in studio.
No, the journey never ends.
No, never ends. And we're not going to just go down and sleep on it. We're going to work on it. Maybe next year we're back here.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Hopefully you will be.
I hope so. I'm looking forward to because I'm enjoying it.
Another successful packed Cambridge Folk Festival draws to a close with Lunasa, Show of Hands and Jackie Oates closing all the stages on site. Those unlucky enough to be having to go to work tomorrow are starting to pack up their tents and make their way home, but there is still a swell of festival goers in the main arena making the most of this year's event. We hope you've enjoyed the podcast this year. Any feedback, questions or suggestions for next year, please leave on the Folk Festival's Facebook page. And that's at facebook.com/Cambridge Folk Festival. See you next year.